Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of At Home with Victoria. I am Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host for tonight. It's 8 o'clock here on the East Coast, 48 degrees, a very mild couple days leading into the holiday season, starting off with Thanksgiving. So, actually, the news lady is readying herself with her family tonight, so she won't be joining us. She's up in D.C. With everybody. So, love to the family, Victoria, and Victoria sends her love as well. Tonight we have a fantastic unsung hero of the music world. I think the songwriters are the most underrated people on the planet when it comes to great music. Jeff Prince will be joining us from Nashville. And he's, I don't know if you see him on Facebook and stuff, the man takes fantastic pictures of food, and he's quickly becoming one of my favorite songwriters. So we're going to open up with a little bit of music. This is Jeff Prince with Gypsy Roots. And when we get back, Jeff is in the house. Don't go away.
Hellos and goodbyes, and I've been known to stay till leaving takes me away from it.
roots. Jeff, I think you have some gypsy roots in you, too, as well. Would I be wrong not to guess that?
That's pretty accurate. I just got off a plane and came back from Naples, Florida. Funny you say gypsy roots, jumping around. I was in Naples for a good buddy Gary Hannon's wedding. He married the lovely Christine. Now she's Miss Hannon, wished them well, and he's a big fan of the song you just played. But yeah, I like to move around. Move around is fun.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, buddy, thanks for coming on to the Home of Victoria. This is your maiden voyage, so to speak, and I hope to be one of many times that you come back. But you're a native Floridian, aren't you?
I am. I was born in Tampa, halfway through that fun decade of the 60s, and I grew up in Fort Myers, Florida, North Fort Myers. We got to make that distinction with the Home of the Red Knights, and went through high school there and started picking guitar, writing songs about 14 years old, and a long time baseball, and then finished college in Tampa and wrote for a couple of years of songs and moved to Nashville in 1990. So I've lived in Nashville now longer than any city I've been in. So it's almost like it's pretty much home now.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you come from a musical family as well? A lot of music growing up?
There was always music around the house. Nobody played an instrument. My mom sang in the choir at church, and but my mom and dad had a vast music collection and one of those big old stereo pieces of furniture where you put the albums on the left side and you know, it was a big old giant, took up the whole wall. And I think we're all initially products of our parents' record collection, and they had a little bit of everything, a lot of country and blues and big band and instrumental and all kind of rock and roll and 60s rock and CCR and a lot of stuff. And kind of gravitated to all those country story songs, loved those lyrics and fell in love with that at an early age.
Absolutely. Now, are you self-taught on the guitar? I see it. Yeah, 15 is when you started to go ahead and play.
I would say I took some lessons when I was real young and first started out, and then I met a guy from a lady at a music store, and then got to a certain point, and then I met a guy that was a head lead guitar player in a country band at Bowling Alley and took for about 6 months from him. But other than that, you're always learning from your co-writers and everybody you're around, but it's, you know, it's, we're all pretty much self-taught to a certain extent, but a little bit of lessons in the early years.
Yeah, I find it so fascinating because, like I was saying at the top of the show, that the songwriters are really the unsung heroes, unless you actually win a Grammy, because they're always the people with they're the faceless names, so to speak. But why would you have chosen to do songwriting versus actually becoming a lyricist? Because, buddy, you got a great voice too. So I'm just kind of curious.
Well, just to clarify, the song you just played, I wasn't singing that. That was a good buddy of mine, Doug Stokes, who's a great, he's the lead singer for the country group Shenandoah, and he's a great songwriter himself. He's a Muscle Shoals guy, and he sings demos. So I think some of my demos, most of them I hire some guys that are better than me, but I always love, I was never in a band growing up. I was always just in the house writing songs, and from the day one, you know, I just fell in love with, Dad brought home Redheaded Stranger by Willie Nelson. I just fell in love with that album, and in writing songs and story songs, and I just always was writing songs. And when I came here, I never had my aspirations at 14 was to write songs, and I was dreaming about Nashville at 14, and I was never. I played songwriter shows. I played the Bluebird and Douglas Corner and some of the places around town. I love doing that. Have fun. Love getting up in front of 200, 300, 500 people. That's a blast. But I never had that big want to be the artist. I always wanted to be a songwriter.
Yeah. Well, you do, and you do it really well, buddy, and tonight's all about the music. I want to just go ahead and make mention to everybody up in live chat. Jeff, you should see it. It's packed with all these, and these must be your fans waiting on your every word and stuff. Welcome to all the new fans, as well as Kelly Hughes Whitney from down the street, Marby in Nashville, Mike Cullop, my brother from another brother, and joining us live tonight, Walter Misch is actually in the house, so that's fantastic. Jeff, let's keep it all about the music. Let's go back to a little bit more tunage. Next one we're going to play is Hard to Put Down. Jeff, who is singing on this one?
Hard to Put Down is a guy named Paul Bogart. He's a great singer. He's got a band, travels around. He lives in Nashville. He's an artist in his own right. And this is the only demo he ever sung for me. And it's how much country can you get than a cowboy having to put his horse down. But Paul did a great job in that kind of George Strait vein. So.
Great story. This is written by Jeff Prince. This is Hard to Put Down. When we come back, more with Jeff.
Said he grew up on a cattle ranch, learned to ride before he could run. Spent his 20s on the circuit, calf roping champ back in 61. As he sipped his beer, he wiped a wet tear and said, I wish Jackson was still around. Some things are hard to put down. Like a Sunday morning Bible, your faith is strong. A Saturday night bottle, when all faith is gone. A best friend, your convictions. A guitar and there's a crowd. And a cowboy's horse, they're hard to put down. When he got Jackson, he was 16 and Jackson was a foal. Grew two wives and three pickups. They were connected at the soul. Said it was hell the day he fell, watching him try to stand his ground. Some things are hard to put down. Sunday morning Bible, when your faith is strong. A Saturday night bottle, when all faith is gone. A best friend, your convictions. A guitar when no one's around. And a cowboy's horse, they're hard to put down. Jackson, that's where they'll bury me. A best friend, your convictions. A guitar when it makes that sweet sound. And a cowboy's horse, man, they're hard to put down. Cowboy and his horse, they're both hard to put down.
Hard to Put Down, written by the wonderful Jeff Prince, now joining us live in Rome with Victoria. Jeff, I want to make mention really quickly up to chat. A friend of yours is up there, said he used to live behind you North Fort Myers. Rick Bacon joining us in the chat room.
Yeah, how you doing, Rick?
He's doing well. Apparently, he's able to type and everything, so apparently he's living and everything's doing good.
Hey, just let everybody know, I'm not loaded in the chat. Maybe it's I'm a pretty savvy computer guy, but I don't know. I'm trying to juggle Facebook and this all at the same time and talk and hold a guitar, so... I'm not in chat, but if there's any interesting questions, feel free to feed them to me, Michael.
No, absolutely. We're going to go ahead and monitor that as well as monitor our email account, athomewvictoria@yahoo.com. So feel free to go ahead and email any questions for Jeff there as well, and we'll answer those during the show. Buddy, let me ask you, moving to Nashville, I've interviewed a lot of Nashville people, and I know it's a tough town. It's baptism by fire, and boy, you got to really come to the table with your big fish on. So let me ask you, were you a little intimidated trying to go ahead and make it in that big city?
Well, I think I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for other writers, but I think a lot of us, including me, move here thinking that we're hit writers when we hit town. And there are some that have been that, but that's the exception, not the rule. And I think most of us take about 5 years to get a grip on, even try to learn how to write a song. And so I would say about 3 or 4 years, and then I started meeting people and writing with a couple hit writers. Bernie Nelson was one of the first ones I wrote with that had some cuts, and Chris Burgess was a good friend of mine that helped listen to my songs. But I finally started writing with some cats and met James Dean Hicks, who owned a publishing company. James written about 4 or 5 number one songs, big writer in town. He had a couple writers. He had a legendary writer named John Schwierz that wrote for his company, and me and John wrote a lot. John wrote Daydreams About Night Things for Ronnie Millsap and Born Country for Alabama, and I Left Something Turned on the Hoe for Trace Atkins. We're good buddies. We've written about 50 songs together. I ended up signing with James's company in 96, so I was with James for 4 years. So it took me about 6 years to get my first publishing deal. And but it is intimidating when you go out and you see some of these cats play that are legends that you just, I mean, the public just doesn't really know the level of talent in this town, that the level of songs are so great that don't get cut all the time, that are just fantastic. It's just a lot of talent here.
Yeah, and by knowing that, you got to take great pride in the fact that you know you're not a flash in the pan. I mean, sticking around in that town is pretty tough for 10 years and stuff. You've mentioned some of the names that you've written for. Any, go ahead and drop some names so I can trip all over them and be jealous and stuff like that. Who else? Because I see you've worked with Jason Matthews, Alex Call, and Tony Justice, who I'm not really familiar with, but who else?
I had a song on Chad Rock. Chad was on Warner Brothers. I had a song on his Chad Rock 3 album back in 2000 called The Lie that I wrote with Mark Pyle and Steve Stapler. And then Jason Matthews, a good buddy of mine, we write a lot of songs. He wrote a bunch of hits, a big number one for Billy Currington, and he has the big hit by Trace Atkins that's out. Tony Justice is a truck driver by trade, and he did a truck driving album. He cut a bunch of songs by a bunch of hit writers, including Kenny Chesney, and he cut one of my songs called Wheels and Wings, which I'll play later on. And it's in all the Pilot and Flying J truck stops nationwide, and it's on his website, which is TonyJusticeMusic.com. And there's a song on Jason Matthews' CD called, he has a CD called Hicketeen. Instead of nicotine, it's called Hicketeen, as in country music.
And
a really clever song, great song. But I have a song I wrote with him called Absolutely that's on his Hicketeen album. It's on iTunes, and or you can go to Jason Matthews online and see that. And there's a guy named Daryl Markham, who was a winner of I'm not sure if he won, but he was one of the main contestants on The X Factor over in England in 2009. And Daryl is managed by Mark Fuller, who's the older brother of Simon Fuller, who started all the Idol competitions, American Idol and all that stuff. And Daryl cut a song that me and Jason wrote called Atmosphere, so we're hoping it comes out of Europe. But I think after 20 years, I've written with a lot of hit writers and seen friends of mine, they didn't have any cuts at all, go to becoming huge, successful number one writers with hit songs by all the big stars. And you just got to hang in there. I've probably written with over 20 number one writers, and it's inspiring to see lives change with a song. 3 minutes can change somebody's life. You just don't know when that next 3 minutes is going to happen, so you just keep forging ahead and keep writing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you never know when that three-minute hit is going to actually make it, too. One of the things that I enjoy about a lot of the people that I've met on the show from Nashville is that there's no ego, really. And if the ego is there, it's baked in some kind of confidence pie. You know what I mean? It's not that abrasive L.A. ego diva bullshit that's going on now. But you mentioned The Voice back up. Are you watching any of those reality television competitions regarding singing and everything? What do you think about them?
Well, now that the election's over and I can get off the news channels, I might tune in a little bit. But I don't know. It's kind of fun to see Blake Shelton on there. I tried to write a song with Blake years ago before he had a record deal. What a great guy he is. He sung some demos for me. And a buddy of mine, Mike Pyle, and a great guy. It's just fun to watch him a little bit. And I don't watch him religiously every week, but I'll scan, and it's fun to see it. But, you know, and I applaud all those people for doing that, and I applaud all the success that it's brought, and it's sold a lot of records, and it's created a lot of lot of stars. But I'm still a fan of that guy or that girl that was out there in the clubs working their butts off for 10 years, learning how to entertain and playing thousands of shows and writing songs and learning their instruments. And beating it out like all my heroes did. So I hope it doesn't get so far skewed that television reality shows are the only way to launch artists. I really hope that some of these young kids, girls and boys in their late teens, that they play the clubs and they travel and they work their butts off, because that's what they do. That's what they did years ago. That's what Willie and Waylon and Merle and Johnny and everybody did, man. And I hope that never ends. I hope they continue to do that more than the TV shows. It's hard to argue when you have an instant audience of 10 million viewers or plus. You know, it's hard to argue with that model.
No, it's like YouTube on steroids, kind of a thing. But I mean, you're old enough to see the difference now. How are you feeling this whole social networking stuff? How is it working towards you for your music? Is it getting out more? Is your management company doing more for you? What's the deal there?
Well, I probably, I'm one of those guys that love to sit and write songs, you know, and go demo and go pitch and just write another one, write another one. So I'm just starting to explore all that. Honestly, I'm on Facebook, Jeff Prince Music, and that's sometimes that's more of a social than it is songwriting. but if you get on Reverb Nation, www.reverbnation.com/Jeff Prince, there's about 25 of my songs on there, and a lot of people listen to that. And I'm probably planning on next spring probably going in the studio and putting my vocals on some songs that I've already cut, and maybe cutting some new ones with me singing them, and maybe doing my own songwriter album, maybe launching a website. And I've always wanted to do that, and that's probably going to happen early next year. And then all the 5,000 plus Facebook fans that I have, you know, they'll be a potential buyer of that record. So it's you got to work it for sure.
No, absolutely. Just a little update on Rick Bacon, actually. He's now living in Panama City, and Mom and Dad still live in the same house, in case you were really wondering, Jeff. That's the latest update. I like to deliver earth-shattering breaking news during the show. I think it's pretty important.
Well, I appreciate it. I knew both of those already, but now I know them again, so that's cool. No problem.
There we go. You mentioned writing and stuff. I mean, definitely writing. Do you prefer to write alone, or are you more of a collaborative spirit? What is your little niche?
I love both. I think we all come to town, or I would have to say 98% of us come to town writing by ourselves. I still write probably 75% of my songs by myself, even though I've co-written with a lot of number one writers, a lot of talented people, and I still want to do more of that. But I still write, you know, 60-75% solo, and I think I'll always do that. I love to see one name on a song sometime. There's nothing wrong with two or three names. Heck, sometimes there's four or five names, but there's an aspect of co-writing that helps you market the song, because you got more publishers on the song, you got more people beating the streets with it to try to get it heard, and it's a lonely road when you write it by yourself and it's you against the world. So,
yeah.
But I think either way is completely obviously viable. The deciding factor is just write a great song. And but I do wish I had an interesting conversation with a couple big writers recently, and they were starting to write more solo, and I wish most writers would get back. If you play an instrument and you do music, melody, and lyric, I wish most guys and girls put a little bit more time and at least try to write some solo. But I do both. So.
Yeah. Well, that's and you do both very, very well. Let's keep it real and go back to music. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Jeff Prince, songwriter from Nashville, Tennessee. Jeff, the next one we're going to go ahead and listen to is Singers and Sailors. Who's singing the tune on this one?
This is Doug Stokes singing the demo, and this was a song I just wrote about 3 years ago, and took into Larry Beard's studio for the songwriters out there that live across the nation. Google Beard Music Group, Larry Beard in Nashville. He has a great company, and you can do stuff over the mail with him. He's just a great guy. He plays acoustic guitar, but Doug sung this one, and I was just trying to maybe there's a little bit of my Florida roots in this one. This is about a sailor and a singer meeting in a bar, and so it's kind of got that not a beachy thing, but it's got that nautical theme to it. So I always liked this when it came out good, I think.
Yeah, and we all know that never happens, Singers and Sailors. So anyways, written by Jeff Prince, is Singers and Sailors. More with Jeff when we get back. Don't go away.
At the bar next to him, ordered around. I introduced myself, said I just hit town. Said he'd been in dry dock for a couple of nights. He was shipping out of port around daylight. He asked what I did, and I said sing in a band. He said I'm a sailor, good to meet you, man. Singers and sailors, brothers at heart. Living and dying by the chart. Kind of like gypsy, following the wind. Never know where they'll go, where they've been. If they find enough, odds are they'll fail her. Singers and sailors. Said he had a go. He could play some Mellencamp and Key Largo. Said I keep a whole beat and a slip of Tennessee. On the lake come summertime, you'll find me. Said I'll take your gig if you sail out of here. And I just laughed and ordered another beer. Singers and sailors, brothers and hall, living and dying by the chart. Kind of like a gypsy, following the wind. Never know where they'll go, where they've been. If they find a love, odds are they'll fail her. Singers and sailors. He said he was married once, and I said me too. But the road and the sea, what guys like us do. Living and dying by the chart. Kinda like you see, following the wind. Never know where they'll go, where they've been. If they find a love, odds are they'll fail her. Singers and sailors. Singers and sailors.
Gifted songwriter Jeff Prince. I had to do Gifted in there because Marlon Bennett Jeff was giving me crap because I wasn't saying Gifted songwriter. So definitely Gifted songwriter. I want to go back to the chat room for a sweet second. Dynamic Daphne, he has such a sweet voice. Kelly Who's Whitney, love it. Debbie from Dallas, I'm not making this up. I'm really not making this up. Debbie from Dallas is emailing me wondering to know if you're single. No, I don't control these. I don't control these people, Jeff. I really don't. I just get these random emails.
I'm supposed to answer that honestly with a girl that says it's Debbie from Dallas, right? I am.
I know. See the irony.
technically, I am. So there you go.
But
Dallas is a long way from Nashville.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not a fan of their football team either, but that's just me. However, actually, I don't mean to bring up a sore spot, but you were actually married to Dolly Parton's niece.
I was for a couple of years, and we're still friends. But I was, and we were friends for 4 or 5 years, and Parton family was real good to me, and enjoyed that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you've mentioned all the places you played. Ever played at 12th and Porter down there?
No, I haven't actually. I've obviously been there many, many, many times, but I've never played a show at 12th and Porter though.
Yeah. Who would be your dream songwriter, co-writer?
Oh, I have to say Willie Nelson, I guess, you know, and he'd be the dream cut and the dream co-writer, just to say you hung out with him. You know, I've met him 3 or 4 times, and I bought one of his. They made 100 guitars just like his old beat-up Martin N20. Was made in 69. Martin guitar made 100 copies in 1999. I bought one of the 100, and he signed it on the stage of the Romney Auditorium with pictures back in 2000. So that was a big treat, but he's always been my hero. But there's so many great songwriters that have passed on that I wish I had a chance to sit down with. This town is just filled with them from, and obviously tons of them that are obviously thankfully still with us, you know, but I've had a lot of heroes out there from Bob McBeal to Dean Dillon to Sonny Throckmorton and Alan Chamberlain. I can name, hundreds of them. There's just so many great people out there. And I've been so blessed to sit down and write with some legends and heroes, friends of mine, Richard Lee, Jim Rushing, Kerry Kirk Phillips, Pat Alger, James Dean Hicks. I mean, go on and on, Gary Hannon, and tons of them. And they're just, that's what's so cool about this town. You know, I've been able to sit down with guys that when I was 14 buying songbooks back in Fort Myers, learning how to write songs, and I read these names that wrote these songs. You know, these guys were probably 28 or 29 then. Well, you know, you fast forward 20, 25 years, and, I'm writing with them, and they're legends, and they're friends of mine. And it's just, there's no price on that. That's just immeasurable. I just love that.
Yeah, I was actually doing some recon on you today, or basically Facebook stalking, and I clicked on your photos, and I was going through, saw the pictures with you and Willie and everything like that. But, buddy, what's with the food pictures? I think I just got bloated. It took me like 15 minutes to go through them. I mean, are you a cook, or you just eat a lot of food?
No, I cook. I love to cook, and I don't know how that started. I think my sister works for AT&T. Hi, Cheryl, if you're listening. She's in Lakewood, Florida. And hi to my dad, too, if he's in Lakewood, if he's listening, too. And she turned me onto an iPhone. I got that dang iPhone, and you take those videos. And somehow I videotaped a Sunday morning breakfast in my red bandana and my Elvis glasses and being my crazy self. Next thing I know, if I don't put a Sunday breakfast on Facebook every Sunday, I got people emailing me, asking me when it's going to go up, what's for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So another fun avenue to have fun with, I guess.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
In fact, I'm in my red bandana and my Elvis glasses right now.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm drinking on my red solo cup, so we have a lot in common. Anyways, buddy, I'm going to go ahead and actually tip the Stokes. I've definitely gone ahead and listened to you, and I know you got a great voice, and I know this may sound a little out of tune, but you're sitting there. I know the guitar is right by your left hand side, and I know you got a pick in your teeth. So what about going ahead and delighting our guests? This is a first for Home of Victoria listeners, by the way. This is, could you sing something live for us? I'd really appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to sound, but I'm gonna put this iPhone down and put it on speaker, and I'm going to do a song called Wheels and Wings that I wrote solo back in 99, and it's been on hold for a lot of big artists, and Tony Justice cut it on a little independent thing, and it's in the truck stops nationwide and on the truck driver's CD. So I'm going to put this phone down and put the speaker on, and I'll pick it back up when I'm done. So I hope you all enjoy it. Hope it sounds okay. It's called Wheels and Wings.
Absolutely, Jeff Prince.
Johnny drives an 18-wheeler out of Michigan. Always take it to Texas dealer and back again. 23 years on the road, radio, and he still can't sing. His wife Jane's a flight attendant for FWA. Lots of weeks from Detroit to Houston, but we interstate. Turn my frame round and round, up and down together, wheels and wings. Together they roll, together they fly down every road, across every sky. No matter where they are, they're connected. Uh-huh. I'm not in control, no matter how it seems. I might be the driver, but the Lord steers everything. Together we roll, together we fly, down every road, across every sky. No matter where we are, we're connected.
Fantastic. See, buddy, you got a great, great voice.
Well, I got this. The iPhone I thought was going to, like, time out on me and go dormant, so I lost my track on the bridge and messed up a chord, but who knows? Hopefully it came through okay.
It sounded great, buddy, absolutely. And I thank you for doing that. I don't mean to go ahead and put you on the spot, but, you know, I think the talent is just good, Jeff, and I really, you know, I'm super happy to meet you and everything. I want to go ahead, and we can find you on Facebook. Are you on Twitter yet?
I am on Twitter, Jeff Prince Music, and we're probably coming to the end of this, I want to say real quick, any aspiring songwriters nationwide that are not here and you're really interested in songwriting, please look up NashvilleSongwriters.com or NSAI, National Songwriters Association International. They're a great organization fighting for songwriter rights in Washington and copyright laws. Please join. And listeners out there, remember, I was back in the 80s, CDs called $16.99 with 10 songs. That was about $1.69 per song. Well, right now, and you'd have to buy the whole CD, so it was $16.99. Well, now you can get a song for 99 cents.
Yeah.
Well, you know, songs last forever. Pay for your music. Don't there's a lot of people dependent on that, not just songwriters, but publishers and bus drivers and stagehands. It feeds the whole entire industry, and it's so cheap to buy music. It's unbelievable. So please pay for your music.
Yeah, that's really important to say. And I'm one of those old-time people that I have to have the physical CD so I can go ahead and play it and read the jacket, you know, and you see if you get the lyrics in that one. You know, remember when you got
sure.
a CD and there was no friggin' lyrics in it? And it was like,
sure,
oh,
exactly.
Dude, now I got to listen to it 50 times, try and make notes, you know, which I did diligently. But
sure.
I mean, those good old days.
I have boxes of those albums, and you know, those things. And, you know, vinyl's coming back a little bit. I mean, I don't think it's going to obviously take over downloads, but they are printing vinyl records for nostalgia, and they're actually taking off. They're on the increase, so pretty cool.
Absolutely. Buddy, we are running out of a little bit of time here. I want to thank you so much again for joining us tonight. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving for everybody. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, everybody's listening, especially our troops. If any troops are listening overseas, I wish you guys could come home. Thank you guys and girls. We appreciate your service and hope everybody has a Thanksgiving. I'm staying in Nashville. I'm going home for Christmas to see my dad and his wife and my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece and nephew, and but I'm staying here and going over to some friends, and there's always multiple invites in this town. I'm probably going to put on 5 pounds Thursday.
Yeah. Well, buddy, you deserve it, too. Now, the next song I'm going to play out with is If I Could Fix the World. You mentioned the troops and everything, and Home to Victoria will be going ahead and doing a special show for the troops coming up in December 20th. So go ahead and continue to check that one out. But If I Could Change the World, Jeff, what's the story behind that one? Because I know it holds particular meaning for you.
Well, it's a song I wrote by myself. Doug Stokes is singing the demo, and it just fell out one day with the first line of the song. Most of the time I have an idea, and I kind of write around the chorus, and sometimes I just start out of nothing. It came up with a little guitar riff, and it just developed from there and worked its way in, and I just kind of fell in love with it, and it came out real good. The demo came out real good, and there's been a lot of positive response, and I think there's a little bit of magic on this one. I really hope that I love the bridge. I mean, I love the whole song. I think this one, I'm hoping this one gets done. I'm hoping this was a big one, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I got the chills twice listening to this, so it was it's a fantastic song, buddy. And once again, a very gifted songwriter. Jeff, it's been a pleasure chatting with you tonight. Please remember that At Home with Victoria is your home, too, so anytime you have something new coming down the pike, absolutely consider us your first stop, okay?
Thank you, Victoria, Michael, and Marilyn. Appreciate you all. Appreciate the invite. I had a blast and look forward to staying in touch and seeing you all down the road.
Absolutely, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
You too, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. That was Jeff Prince, gifted singer. I can say singer now because he actually sang. So gifted singer-songwriter Jeff Prince from Nashville. Fantastic guy. Go ahead and check him out on Facebook. Check him out on Reverb Nation / Jeff Prince. And no Twitter account yet. So want to thank all of you for joining us tonight, all of us up in chat. Rick Bacon, Dynamic Daphne from Connecticut, all the new guests. Jay Walker joining us, as well as Kelly Hughes-Whitney. And Marilyn Bennett actually wants me to tell Jeff Prince, what's up? I think it's a private joke, but he always says it anyways. Kelly is with you from down the road. Marby, great producing tonight. Mike Cullop, my brother from another mother, and welcome again to Walter Misch. We're going to go ahead and play out with a little bit more of Jeff Prince. This is If I Could Change the World. Go ahead and check him out on all his fantastic sites. So hope you enjoyed the show, and a very happy Thanksgiving to all of you from myself and the news lady, Victoria. So good night, everybody. This is Jeff Prince. Written, If I Could Change the World. Good night.
There's an old man living next to me. He can fix most anything. From squeaking doors to lawnmowers, he can plumb and paint. He'll listen if you want to talk. He gives good advice. He can patch up problems with your kids or your wife. I asked him once if his work satisfied his soul. He said, I'm just a fix-it man, but I've got a higher goal. I'm not sure if I'll reach it, but each day I set my aim, and I get a little closer with every job I take. If I could fix the world, I'd never work another day. 'Cause if I could fix the world, hearts would never break. He said no child would go to sleep with hunger pain. The blind would see, the deaf would hear, and I'd walk with the lame. Moms and dads would get along just like best friends. Everything evil would fade away, and love would never end. If I could fix the world,
you've
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.